grace be to you, mercy and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As the exhortations, directions, and salutations with which Paul closes his first letter to the Corinthians are told in today's lesson, two verses, 13 and 14, are the focus of our attention for the next few minutes. Be watchful. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Though the biblical concept of love is far too large a subject to be treated with even such completeness in a brief manner, it is a subject far too important and altogether too much abused to allow us to avoid. Paul's words to the Corinthians give occasion to us for a brief consideration of love, which, pray God, may be good for each of us. Too often, love is abused by being regarded as the whole of God's will for us. Just love, as rationally interpreted supposedly by a sanctified mind, but without detailed divine guidance. Or this detailed divine guidance from the scripture is recognized, it is considered to be rightly superseded, if obedience to it would rationally seem to contradict love. But God is love. The paradigm, the model and pattern of love. Love did not prevent him from imprinting his elaborated will on all creation and especially on the heart of mankind. In fact, by so doing, he created a world which he could call good, installed the first people in a paradise, and established them in a state of perfect health. However, when those people succumbed to the temptation of the devil, violated the will of God, fell into sin and became the objects of God's righteous wrath and eternal damnation, God's elaborated will did not prevent him from being love by announcing and in due time fulfilling his way of salvation for sin. He sent his only begotten Son into the world as true God become man in the person of Jesus Christ to become the more than sufficient substitute for man by keeping the law of God in his life and suffering the condemnation of sin in his death, so that all who believe in him from the first people on earth share in his resurrection by rising to newness of life by God's gift of faith, and through faith becoming the heir of eternal life. Despite our sinfulness and our sins, by faith in Christ we have newness of life now, and a sure inheritance of everlasting life. The God who has showered us with such love asks us as his children to adopt his style of loving and enables us to work at doing just that. All that we do should be done in love, but all our doing should be conformed to his elaborated will. Therefore, we should be watchful over ourselves by self-examination in the light of God's word, and over others by appropriate exhortation and admonition according to God's word. We should stand firm in the faith delivered to us, without claiming options or exceptions which God has not delivered to us, for the sake of our own salvation and for the sake of true and effective witness of the one way of salvation to others. We should be courageous and strong, manly and brave, in the power that God gives, accepting whatever is harmonious with the faith, though hard, rather than claiming what is easy but destroyed it with the faith. Such things God would have us to do in the love which is wholehearted affection for Him and a kindly quest for the genuine good of our fellow men.